Coming up now from Public Radio WNCW, the Friday feature interview of the week, I'm Paul Foster. This week, a spotlight on the book Child of the Woods, an Appalachian Odyssey, a biography and an autobiography that includes poetry and short stories. The book is both a collection of short stories and observations from Susie Gott Segure, experiences of growing up in the natural settings of rural Appalachia. The author is my guest this morning on the Friday feature. Susie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here.
Before we get into this unique and beautiful book, give our audience some background on yourself and your ties to Western North Carolina.
Well, I was incredibly fortunate to be born here. I count myself as one of the really lucky ones. I could have been born anywhere in the world, you know, in a city and some slums in Timbuktu. And I ended up being born in a one-room cabin in Appalachia, and that was exactly the right place. So I have my parents to thank for that. They had the vision to move here, actually from the north. So they were from New York and Philadelphia and left their life at Cornell and in New York City, where they were just shortly before, to come down to the Appalachian Mountains. They loved the music. They loved the woods, and they looked on the map to see where the highest mountains were and came here. So a complete roll of the dice, so to speak, but it's made for a wonderful life. So I grew up in northern Madison County in an area which at the time of my birth was completely farmland. Everybody owned a cow and a garden. There was a one-lane wagon track, still unpaved, going to Greenville, Tennessee. That was the nearest town. And slowly, people were getting out of that kind of lifestyle, but that was the lifestyle my parents wanted. They built a log house, and I grew up without electricity or running water. We grew everything we ate and went to town twice a year, and I spent my life, when I wasn't working in the garden, roaming around in the woods.
What you just mentioned, I noticed, is actually very similar to your introduction in this book. You wrote, "I am lucky, I could have been born in the city," and you go on from there. You know, sometimes we hear an opposite story. You really connected, and still do today, with the lifestyle and the basics, so to speak. Is that correct?
You know, sometimes it takes going away to know that 100%. So I did have a period of time. I lived in France for 20 years, relatively long chapter where I lived something very different. I was living in the wheat belt of France, no trees whatsoever. And man, did I miss the mountains and the trees, I can tell you. The older one gets and the more you spend time away from that nurturing kind of place, the more you realize who you are and the more you realize where you want to be. So I also feel fortunate that life dealt me a few surprises, and I found myself back here in this area where I grew up because it's the most nurturing place I can ever imagine. There's something about the woods that holds you in its arms that makes everything all right again.
The book is Child of the Woods, an Appalachian Odyssey. How long did these stories and the book, how long did it take to develop? How long had they been on your mind?
I actually wrote the body of this 25 years ago when I was in France, far away from the land that I loved so much. And so they came out as sort of a tribute to my upbringing. In a contrast, you know, everybody idealizes France and thinks, oh, yeah, it's all about the good stuff. But it's actually really, really cold and rainy and dreary much of the time. And much as I love the old stone walls, it's not the same kind of warmth as a wooden house. I grew up in a log house, as I mentioned. So there's a different kind of atmosphere. I wrote this when I had a young child at my side, and in little bits and spurses between changing diapers and fixing meals. And actually, I was on the road all the time playing music as well. It was in spurts between the reality of daily living. I'd say probably it came out within a year or so.
Our guest on WNCW's Friday feature is author Susie Gott Segure, as we talk about Child of the Woods, an Appalachian Odyssey. In just a moment, we'll tell our listeners where you'll be appearing coming up Saturday. But before we do that, let's talk some more about this book. Is it okay if I address some of the different titles of the short stories? You tell us a bit about them without giving it totally away.
Absolutely.
How about Daddy's Banjo?
Okay, well, that played a big role in my life since the main reason my folks moved down here was for the music, and I picked up a banjo at age 4 or 5 and started playing as well. My babysitter when I was growing up was George Landers, who was a well-known old two-finger banjo-style player. Not well-known at the time, but lots of folks have learned his style since then. I always had music around me. In fact, that's the profession I went into before. This is another track here, before getting into the culinary business, which is what I'm doing largely now. And on that note, I wanted to say that if anybody is interested in coming out to this neck of the woods after picking up the book, I do frequently lead culinary expeditions into the woods, foraging, and then coming home and preparing food in my kitchen with a wood stove and enjoying that later in a multi-course setting with music afterwards. And that's called the Appalachian Culinary Experience, and the first one of those series for this year will be coming up on the 30th of this month.
And I am glad you mentioned that, actually, about you also being a musician, a cook, and I've seen some of the recipes online. How about the story, The Hills Are Alive?
That grew out of a California couple who actually came and spent some time with us in the early 70s and discovering this way of life, and actually kind of got thrown out of the county for being different, which is something my parents ran up against when they moved here. They were the first outsiders to move into this area since the last turn of the century. There were a lot of things to adjust to. So these were musicians and singers, and they sang a lovely song called You'd Better Listen to the Voices from the Mountains.
Next, share some details about your story called Russian Spies.
Well, bearing a different kind of a name from our neighbors of Shelton's, Franklin's, Hensley's, and Cutshall's, Gott, which is my given name, was always a little bit suspect, and my mother was an artist, and she went around making sketches, and we lived a slightly different lifestyle. We were there by choice instead of by obligation, and rumors tend to circulate, and they turn into all kinds of interesting stories, but thankfully, Daddy's banjo saved us in any of the more dicey situations, because everybody loved music.
There are so many more stories that are a part, of course, of the book Child of the Woods, an Appalachian Odyssey. Susie, do you feel like you are transporting a reader into the Appalachians? Do you hope you're able to do that through your stories?
Well, I certainly hope so. I would say that anybody in any walks of life, be you in the city, be you in the country, be you in a different mountain chain, I'd love to have you take a walk with me vicariously. So this story is really a treatise to the sense of wonder that gripped me as a child. It's a journey into the magic of the woods. I hope an opening of the senses, even vicariously.
Tomorrow on Saturday, March the 2nd, you'll be making an appearance and have a chance to visit with the readers and maybe soon-to-be readers. You'll be at UNC Asheville.
This is co-produced by Ollie and by the Historic Society of the Smith McDowell House, and it will be at the Reuters Center at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so I'll be there for an hour or so telling stories, playing banjo, probably bring my parents along. Would love to see you there. I have numerous websites. One of them is schoolofculinaryarts.org. I also have a couple others, AshevilleTruffleExperience.com, SusieGott.com, and AshevilleWineExperience.com. The book can be found at Malaprops. It can also be found at Barnes & Noble, and it can also be found online through Penguin Random House, through Hatherley Press, which is the publisher, or through Amazon, of course.
Author of the book Child of the Woods, an Appalachian Odyssey, Susie Gott-Segure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Paul.
More to the Story is also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.